Jury selection gets underway Monday for Bill Cosby's upcoming criminal sexual assault retrial. Good evening. I'm Dave Heller, Newsworks Tonight. Cosby is charged with three counts of aggravated indecent assault for allegedly drugging and sexually assaulting a woman named Andrea Constant in 2004. All this week, attorneys for both sides battled it out in hearings on what evidence to include in the new trial. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has just returned from the courthouse in Norristown and joins me now. Laura, what happened during pretrial hearings this week to shape how the trial might look?
So there were a couple days of hearings this week, yesterday and today, hearings last week as well, and they're just to deal with this kind of hodgepodge of questions before Judge Stephen O'Neill. He has to decide what evidence can come into the trial, what jurors are going to be allowed to know and consider when they're making their decision whether to convict or acquit Bill Cosby of those sexual assault charges. So some of the things that he heard in the last couple of days were, you know, whether information about the Montgomery County District Attorney's campaign could come in. He campaigned against his rival, saying, "My rival never charged Cosby," and sort of implying that that was a big mistake. You know, things like how many, what they're calling supporting witnesses can come in. So we know that the judge ruled earlier in the month that there could be five other women who have accused Bill Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting them, that those women can testify. But the prosecution wants to have sort of a little bit of backup. So they know that those women's accounts are going to be challenged. And so they'd like to be able to call some supporting witnesses to say, to sort of show that those women either talked about those accusations or those events at the time that they happened, and kind of to shore them up. We don't know if those supporting witnesses will be let in. One big thing the judge did rule on was his own role. The defense had asked him to recuse himself because they said that the fact that his wife is a social worker who works for a program at the University of Pennsylvania to address sexual assault and trauma, that that somehow compromised or biased him. And he really refuted that. He ruled yesterday, he read a prepared statement and said, you know, he thought that motion by the defense trivialized his wife's work and implied a bias that simply wasn't there. But there's still a lot we don't know.
And so toward that end, with opening arguments scheduled at this juncture to get underway a week from Monday, April 9th, what is still up in the air?
I mean, there's a lot. A lot of those things I mentioned in my last response, we still don't know. We don't know about the DA's race. We don't know about the supporting witnesses. We don't know this huge piece, which is Bill Cosby faced his accuser in court, in civil court, in the mid-2000s, and they had a large settlement. And the terms of that settlement have been private. We don't know exactly what the negotiations look like. We don't know how much money Andrea Constant received. And the defense and the prosecution both want parts of this information to go before a jury. They think it helps their case. You know, on the one hand, they say the defense has said outright, like, they want to portray Andrea Constant as greedy and that she sort of set up Cosby. And on the other hand, the prosecution says, look, he was trying to cover his tracks. A not guilty person doesn't pay someone this much money and go through this much trouble if they don't have some sort of guilty conscience to conceal. So we don't know how much of that or what pieces of that are going to come in. And we also don't know if the defense is going to get their kind of dream witness, which is this woman named Margot Jackson, who worked with Andrea Constant. Andrea Constant worked at Temple University's women's basketball program. They worked together, and the defense hopes that she will show that Andrea's account is not very credible, but we don't know if she'll be allowed to testify yet.
One change: the defense team is being led by a high-profile attorney, Tom Mesereau. Any sense yet of what tact he might take?
He's been very aggressive, or I should say his team has been very aggressive. He has not been arguing a lot of the points of law himself. But just from what we've seen in the pretrial hearings, I mean, there's been a lot of there were raised voices today between someone on his team and an ADA where there were sort of accusations that, you know, people were not proffering the information between these two teams of lawyers that they're supposed to be. He asked the judge to recuse himself, which is a pretty aggressive tactic when you're about to try a case before that person's court. And from sort of all legal analysis, was not something that was going to happen. But it was something that he did as a very aggressive tactic and possibly to sway public opinion. We don't know. So yeah, I think while any kind of criminal trial, there are going to be heated moments. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more. And he's, you know, the gloves are off in this case, in this retrial.
Are the gloves going to be off or on starting Monday when a pool of 12 jurors and 6 alternates is selected from some 120 eligible Montgomery County residents?
That's a good question. I think it'll be interesting. This is a different county, different jury pool. Last time the jury came from Allegheny County. This time what we know is that questionnaires went out that the prosecution and the defense put together to try to start weeding out people. They have a list of 187 people who are going to be – they're going to start going through on Monday and start combing through these people to see, you know, do you have an opinion about whether or not Bill Cosby is already guilty? What do you know about this? You know, how do you feel about the Me Too movement? I'm not exactly sure what's on that questionnaire. That's not made public, but we know there are going to be a lot of fine questions and a lot of trying to sort of toss out anybody who may have any sort of prior opinion about the events in this case.
That there may be several more witnesses brought to the stand, does that impact how long this trial might go, and with that, how long jurors may be sequestered?
It certainly could. There was a lot of concern in court today about whether or not this would actually be many, many trials within the larger trial, right? Because if you have charges stemming from one alleged sexual assault, but then you have people talking about 5 other alleged sexual assaults in the space of that trial, and you're sort of grappling over the credibility of each of these people, that could really lengthen the case. And the defense did say at not this week's pretrial hearings, but prior, that they wanted to warn the jury this could take up to a month.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you so much, Dave.
WHYY's Laura Benchoff on Newsworks Tonight.